Country Bob FM. Now, if your theme song is that old Sam Cooke classic, Don't Know Much About History, this is the place to be. This is the place to come because you're going to know a lot about history today. I don't know if you're going to know much about trigonometry or biology.
No.
Those are some of the other subjects that come up in that song.
I don't think we can help you there.
Monday, August 12th, 224th day of the year. We have 141 left to go in 2019. This date, 1833, happy birthday, Chicago, the city. Incorporated on this date, Chicago's population, 1833, let's just say it's grown a little bit since its incorporation date. Population was 350.
350 people?
350, yeah.
Not 350,000.
No.
Oh.
Nope, right there on the shores of Lake Michigan. It grew exponentially there for the next few decades. It got huge. Of course, the Industrial Revolution probably had something to do with that.
Big meatpacking city.
Very big meatpacking. It's a town of broad shoulders. It's a tough guy town.
Yeah.
Chicago, and it always has been. 1856, it's time for our patent of the day. And this is a good one. The accordion, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that Myron Florin?
No, he'd be a little tighter. He'd be even better than this. And this is not bad. This
is
pretty good.
No, this is not bad.
So Anthony Foss patented the accordion on this date, 1856. Not the concertina, but the accordion. 1856, 1908, the first Model T car built by Henry. They sold a few of those. I think it's still the best-selling car ever. Maybe it's been surpassed by the F-150. I don't know. But the Model T, that was for a long time the only car that was really on the road, I guess. That's all anybody had.
Right.
Model T, that was 1908, 1939.
Many, many miles east of nowhere lies the amazing land of Oz. A magnificent empire created in the mind of a man who wrote a great book about it. Like wildfire in the wheat field, the fabulous tale of the Wizard of Oz spread from town to city.
Like a wildfire in a wheat field. And of course, in that wheat field would be the Scarecrow.
Right.
Looking for a brain. 1939, the Wizard of Oz premiered in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin.
Well,
not in Hollywood, not at Mann's Chinese Theater, not in New York, but Oconomowoc, Wisconsin.
How did that happen?
It's famous. It's the movie hub of the Midwest.
Oh, I didn't realize.
That's where, back before Hollywood got big, that's where they premiered all the movies. 1939. We're going to go to 66 now. Back to Chicago. More Chicago stuff. And somewhere in amongst all that screaming is Paperback Writer and the Beatles.
Oh,
this
my.
Was their, they began their final tour together. Of course, it would eventually, and I think, wrap up at San Francisco. I think that was their last one. Or was it Met Stadium? I can't remember. It was one of those two. But this was in Chicago at the International Amphitheater. Gosh, I'm glad I never went to any of those.
Well, you'd have to wear earplugs.
Oh, I would have lost it. I came here to listen to the music, not you scream, young lady. Or maybe I would have been also in there screaming as well. Who knows? After all, it was the Beatles.
It was the Beatles.
So that was in 66. And earlier that same day.
No, I'm not saying that we're better or greater or comparing us with Jesus Christ as a person or God as a thing or whatever it is. You know, I just said what I said, and it was wrong, or was taken wrong, and now it's all this.
So he answered, John Lennon answered to the whole thing, the Beatles are more popular than Jesus, his remark, and that was the famous news conference in Chicago at the Astor Towers Hotel. And that was ahead of then the concert that we had audio from, with all the screaming.
Wow.
No screaming at the press conference.
No.
We don't allow screaming at the press conferences.
Yeah, that was a little more mundane.
That was 1966. How about an 84?
I'll never forget. We used to play a lot of ball out in the front yard. My mother would say, you're tearing up the grass and digging holes in the front yard. My father would say, we're not raising grass here, we're raising boys.
Just as humble as ever. Harmon Killebrew at Cooperstown this date. He was inducted. It took four ballots On the fourth ballot, took him four times to get inducted into the Hall of Fame.
How ridiculous that
was,
is
that?
That's
sad.
Yeah, that is.
You know, those baseball writers, they think they wield some real power. But it was Don Drysdale, Pee Wee Reese, and Louis Aparicio, among those other players inducted on this day.
It was
Baseball Hall of Fame.
It was Friday, I think, was the anniversary of hitting his 500th, and they showed the footage during the game on Friday night, and it just brought me back to the old Met. That was sweet.
Cooliar into the windup. Here's the set. It's a high fly ball in a deep left field. It's back deep. It's going. Number 500 for Harm Killebrew.
There
that's verbatim. Herb Carneal. You can look it up.
Cuellar, not Cooliar.
That's how Carneal said it, though.
Really?
He almost kind of he added an extra syllable in there. You might have to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, I would.
So, speaking of other things going on, 1990.
Skull is right here, lying more or less right side up. That's where the eye would be and the lower cheekbone. Lower jaw.
So they found a T-Rex in South Dakota on this day, a skeleton of a Tyrannosaurus Rex, the most complete one ever found, was discovered in South Dakota. They called the dinosaur Sue. They gave it the name Sue for the woman that found it, and then there was all kinds of hubbub about it. It made national headlines.
Oh, that was big.
Because the landowners wanted it, because they knew it was worth millions of dollars, and then there was an Indian tribe that was involved in it and everything, and they eventually sold it to whoever ended up getting possession of it, sold it for, gosh, it was like in the tens or 20 millions of dollars.
Wow.
It was like Sotheby's, one of the famous auction houses, actually auctioned the thing off, and now I think it's in Boston.
Ooh. I might dig up my yard, see if I can make some cash.
A dinosaur named Sue. I'm sure you'll find some golf balls.
More than likely.
94.
Overpaid and underworked, and now they're going to go on strike.
The players, you mean?
I'll play for half that money. It's an absolute joke.
How do you feel about a baseball strike?
I think it's stupid. I think the players should just ban that all the
time. You think the players are being tough?
Yeah. And they make enough money anyways.
Yeah, they know. They're smart. The fans know, but the owners and the players, not so much.
No.
So it was the baseball player strike, 1994. That's the strike that eventually wiped out the World Series of 1994, and it stretched even into 1995.
Jeez.
And that also effectively ended the career of one Kent Herbeck.
There was a lot of strikes in that 20-year period.
More than I'd care to have. So the same day, 1994, the Fox Network aired their first ever football game. Remember when CBS lost the NFC games to Fox? And everybody was up in arms because Fox, in this network, in this market at that time, the Fox Network was on Channel 29 and it was UHF.
Right.
And not everybody had a UHF antenna. And UHF sometimes doesn't go as far as VHF. And everybody was saying that, well, you know, if you live outside the Twin Cities, you're not going to be able to watch Vikings games.
Right.
I remember being worried because we were out on the farm. We got the little UHF antenna. It was a little fuzzy, as I recall. And, you know, the other thing that Fox did, everybody's going, well, what's that little thing up on the screen in the corner? What's that? Well, right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the score bug. And that's Fox would change how we watch TV and watch football games forever.
Right.
Having the score on the screen at all times. It's funny somebody else didn't come up with that because it's something that TV can do over radio. Yep. And they finally did it. It was an exhibition game, 1994. Yeah.
Didn't have to wait for the announcers to say the score anymore. It was always there.
That's why the TV announcers are so lazy now. They don't have to do the score.
Right.
Now, the entertainer Merv Griffin has died. He enjoyed a long and successful career as a talk show host. But it is what he did behind the cameras that made him a real Hollywood legend. ABC's Brian Rooney reports.
We don't have time for Brian's report, although I'd love to share it with you maybe on Almanac Unplugged or our new Almanac podcast behind the scenes after the Almanac is what we're going to call it. But Merv Griffin, he was a mogul, entertainment mogul.
Yeah.
Gave us a Wheel of Fortune.
Game shows,
many game shows.
Jeopardy.
He was 82 when he passed away on this day, 2007. How about a year ago?
Authorities say an employee of Horizon Air, a regional carrier owned by Alaska Airlines, stole an empty turboprop plane from Seattle Tacoma International Airport before crashing it on Ketron Island in Puget Sound,
southwest
of Seattle.
Do you remember that guy, a suicidal guy?
Yes.
Stole a plane, then crashed it?
Yeah.
2018. That was just a year ago.
One way to go, I guess.
Happened. It's birthday time now.
Look into my eyes and tell me what you see.
They're bloodshot, and you had too much to drink last night.
What else?
I don't know.
Well, you know, his eyes are going to be bloodshot because what he had to drink last night was blood. Because that's what he was drinking. He's the tannest of all vampires, and vampires aren't supposed to be in the sun, which doesn't make any sense. That's George Hamilton, the tan one. He was also Zorro the Gay Blade. That was Love at First Bite, the movie that gave us I Love the Nightlife, I Got the Boogie. It was a disco vampire movie.
Well, you put that together, it's going to be a hit.
That's what we needed. We needed you take vampires, you put disco in there. It was a classic. 80 today for George Hamilton. Still tanned.
With the Sultans of Swing.
Mark Knopfler.
I can air guitar this thing to a T.
Nobody does good air guitar anymore. Everybody's got to learn how to play the real guitar. Give a break. Not everybody can learn the real guitar. You got to do air guitar. I know we're having the Guitar Hero. Do people still play that on their video game console?
I don't know. Mark Knopfler would be pretty good at it.
He is 70 today. Here's another lead singer of a group you hear here on Bob FM.
She ain't a Southern Belle, but it's hard to tell. She's got every quality. She likes Elvis. She likes Andy. So she's fine and dandy with me.
And I'm sure she also likes Goober and Gomer and the whole crew.
Aunt B.
That's Danny Shirley from Confederate Railroad. They've been in the news with the whole state fair, county fair thing with their name.
It's the name of a band. Please.
It is.
Come on.
He's 63 today. Sir Mix-a-Lot is our rapper of the day. You know what Sir Mix-a-Lot likes, don't you?
I don't.
You don't know what Sir Mix-a-Lot likes?
I don't know. Mix?
Sir, he likes big butts.
Oh, he does. He's
the
guy.
He's the big butt guy.
He can't lie.
He is Sir Mix-a-Lot. He is 56. Pete Sampras. He's won a few tournaments.
You think?
He is 48. 14 Grand Slam singles titles, by the way. He was at the top of his game when he was playing. And then Casey Affleck, who is the younger brother of Ben S., but I'm sure he's doing just fine.
Mm-hmm.
And if he needs money, he can get some from his brother Ben.
Sure.
But Casey Affleck is 44. Not to be confused with the Affleck Duck,
right?
An insurance
different,
company. This is Affleck,
right.
44 today.
Gone but not forgotten today. Cecil B. DeMille, producer, director, some call him, you know, one of the greatest ever, did some of the biggest movies we've ever had, including The Ten Commandments, 1881. After Shemp died, they brought in Joe Besser in the 50s to be with Larry and Moe. He was on The Three Stooges. Joe Besser, born on this day, 1907.
Not to be confused with Curly Joe, because there was another one.
Right.
There was a Curly Joe and Joe Besser.
And Curly Joe and Joe Besser, right.
Crazy.
What about Jane Wyatt?
Robert Young. And Jane Wyatt.
It's TV theme time.
With Eleanor Donahue, Billy Gray, and Lauren Chapin.
In
Father Knows Best.
Remember, she was also Spock's mother.
Yes.
Star Trek.
Right. Yeah, she was in more than just Father Knows Best.
Uh-huh.
Very talented actress.
But. She did not speak jive.
No.
Unlike Barbara Billingsley.
Right.
That was the one
difference.
That's the one thing Barbara Billingsley had over Jane Wyatt.
Yeah, you have to give her kudos for that. Jane Wyatt, born in the state in 1911, actor-director John Derrick. Probably better that he married Beau than anything else that he did. Born on this day, 1926. Country One Music Hall of Famer Porter Wagner.
With a satisfied mind.
And he could see talent when he saw it. And that was Dolly Parton.
Right. And he made her his duet partner.
But let me guess, he saw more than talent. He saw Dolly.
That I dream for.
Assuming he wasn't blind, he would have to have. Country Music Hall of Famer Porter Wagner, 1927. What about Buck Owens?
Well, I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Then I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms.
television host of Hee Haw, of course, Buck Owens, the Bakersfield, the whole thing.
You know what his real name is?
Buckaroo.
Alvis Edgar Owens.
Alvis Edgar Owens. There he is.
Alvis.
He, with an A.
Yes.
Buck Owens, born on this day, 1929, and sportscaster. You had your Chip, you had your Harry, and you had your Skip. Skip, son of Harry, father of Chip, Carey. And they've all been broadcasters, baseball broadcasters for the
nepotism.
Most part. Yep, Skip Carey, born on this day, 1939. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Here's one I'd like to add.
It's America's game, Wheel of Fortune, the world's most popular game show.
Thank you, Charlie O'Donnell. Charlie O'Donnell.
Here are the stars of our show.
Was the staff announcer for so many shows, including Tic-Tac-Doe. And probably best known as, look at this studio, filled with glamorous prizes. Charlie O'Donnell. Tell them what they won, Charlie.
Yeah, you know.
1932, gone but not forgotten.
Yeah, there you go. All right. We did good. No quiz today?
Nope.
No, nothing?
Nothing to give away. Toby Keith should have been a cowboy.
Uh-huh.
David Allan Coe, The Ride, or Dan Seals, get ready for some good times.
Ooh. Let's take The Ride.
All right.
Morning.
I would have chosen Good Times, temporary payoff, temporary layoff, permanent payoff.
Right.
With JJ and Thelma and the whole crew. But did you say David Allan Coe then?
Yeah, we're going to go The Ride.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY. Faribault. KLCI Elk.